Yes, Friday. Welcome, everybody. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this February 7th. It's Dave here. All the first Friday fragments of today's show right here in one neat, easy listening, bite-sized podcast for your listening enjoyment. We started out today with a packed studio audience talking about nailing some big bets, which I hope to do over the weekend in the golf world. How exciting is that? I can only imagine for somebody who doesn't watch. Late-night TikToks were on our intern's brain last night. Some kid did a horny drum solo and paid the price. We talked Greenbaum's greenbacks and our coronavirus fears. Then heat of the moment was in song stories. Bad Valentine was brought up again. We want your Valentine's Day disaster stories, which could lead to quite the opposite this year. Quick draw went down between audience members and comedian Michael Yo. You heard me. Was in studio. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of play, and seeing that we spent most of the football season talking about picks that people made, and seeing that you two did so well with your picks in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man.
Right? It's time to make you feel bad. There's a guy, it doesn't say where he's from. Maybe he has psychic abilities or something, right? But on the Super Bowl, first, this mystery bettor laid out $10,000 on the Kansas City Chiefs, scoring 31 points in the game.
Oh, nice.
16-1 shot.
Nice.
16. Then the same guy laid down $3,500 on the Niners, scoring 20 points.
Oh, my God.
A 20-1 shot, right?
What did that make for?
$230,000 is what he walked away with.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
Prior to maybe last year, did anybody here ever hear the term, all right, supermoon before, prior to last year?
Yeah.
I think so. Probably. Here and there. Here and there.
Really?
I don't know, once every 6 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's not this year.
No.
Right? And not only are we going to have one this weekend, the super snow moon, right, but we're going to have one in March, one in April, and one in May.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, it has to do with the, well, you know me, I'm space boy, right? It has to do with the moon's elliptical orbit around around the Earth.
Of course.
This year, whenever the moon is closest to Earth, that's when it's a supermoon.
Okay.
So it's a supermoon this weekend at its brightest. For those of you who want to get up and see this, at 2:33 Sunday morning.
Oh, right. Our intern will be up.
Will he?
Yeah, probably watching TikTok videos.
Oh, that is true. That's how he entertains himself.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a solid Thursday night. Get high and watch TikTok videos.
Really needs a girlfriend.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
There's a story. Some kid got a suspend. And Dave, this would really get you.
Right? Speak to me.
Some kid got suspended from school. Right? There was some sort of like school rally or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he got suspended from school over a 3-second drum solo that he did at the rally.
What?
All right. Now, what he did was he played a stellar recreation of the beats that happen on the intros to Pornhub. You know, this.
I'm very unfamiliar with that,
right,
but okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. You don't know that at all.
What, did he play it on a teacher's head or something?
No, I mean, what? He just played it on the drums.
You wouldn't even know that's what it was.
Right,
They're drums. It's not
bass. It was just that beat. You know, and there's nothing I hate more than when the politically correct police come charging in,
of course,
and they're screaming over the 3 seconds long. All right, okay, it's the intro music, the Pornhub. How many people knew that?
Well,
probably everybody,
every single math teacher there,
especially the guys, because you know the guys. Well, they love their porn.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, the John DeBella Show. 46 degrees outside, cloudy, windy, morning rain, but that will stop by about noon or 1 o'clock. High temperature, about 54 degrees, 46 degrees outside right now. You know, every time we play Norman Greenbaum, the only thing I can think about is that time. Were you here when he was on the air with us?
Nope.
right? Because his song, Spirit in the Sky, has been used in more movies than I think any other song in the history of film, right? It just pops up constantly, right? And so I asked him, I said, can a man, right, you know, live, because he had that, and of course, you know, his other big hit, The Eggplant That Ate Chicago, all right? But
wait, is that for real?
That's for real.
Wow.
That's for real. That was his preview before he was Norman Greenbaum on his own. He was in, and I think he was a one-man band, but uh-huh. It had a band name, and it was The Eggplant That Ate Chicago was his other big hit, right? But I asked him, you know, can a man live off of the royalties from one song, from one hit song? And he said, yes, as long as you're not like me and you marry four women.
Yeah. That's right.
There you go.
He was skipping to the mailbox every day.
He was skipping. Yeah. All right. And then he just got to the mailbox, put it in the bank, wrote four checks.
Exactly
and
right.
Went back to tending his goats.
The John Bell Podcast. John DeBella.
So Cindy, we were all talking coronavirus here in the studio because there's nothing else to talk about anymore. Right? and this is something you guys might want to know, our studio audience and our whole audience should pay attention to this. The miracle mineral solution, right, has been on the radar for scambusters for a real long time. So with the coronavirus out there, the CDC, a whole bunch of people are, you know, making people aware of the mineral, right, miracle mineral solution. Not easy to say. Okay. Do you know what this is?
I have no idea.
A Gwyneth Paltrow product.
No, it could be, though.
She's going to save us all. You know that's
really
coming.
It could be. It really could be. Well, according to the group who touts this stuff, it's a cure-all that has benefits for HIV/AIDS victims, autism, cancer, and now... Right? The coronavirus.
Okay.
It will solve your problems with all of this.
How much does it go for?
It doesn't say how much it goes for, but I can tell you what it is.
All right.
It's bleach.
Oh.
All right.
Yes. So you'll be cured, but you'll also be dead.
You'll also be dead.
Yeah.
You'll also be dead.
It's a nice trade-off.
Right? But the coronavirus, the day doesn't pass that there isn't another coronavirus story like this one and people taking, you know, drinking bleach, you know, to save it off. You cough, oh, you better have some bleach, mm-hmm. right? But there's a guy right, in Florida, in Cape Coral, Florida, who called 911 because he got a package from China at his doorstep. And he was afraid that it was going to be filled with the coronavirus.
I mean, like you're swearing off Chinese food. How is this that different?
Right. You know, but this is the only way. The only way you could really get coronavirus is by it has to be like droplets.
So we
part
think.
Of a. So, oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, here he goes.
Yes. So we think. Yeah. Hey, I'm not swearing off General So's.
Right.
That's you, buddy.
What if the guy packaging it in the warehouse coughed on it?
Exactly.
You can cough in the box. It's not going to live in the box.
Why not?
Could be airborne.
Right. Okay, the CDC says the virus
can't
survive.
You know what? Florida Man's actually making sense to me now.
The CDC says the virus can't survive in a package. It's spread through droplets, such as a cough, right? If you cough into a box and mail it, it's not likely to survive.
Not likely.
Uh-huh. All right.
You open it.
Right. And you guys worry about me and General Tso's chicken.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Well, Steve Howe, and I know how much you two love Steve Howe.
He's a hunk.
He is.
Steve Howe says that Jeff Downs, John Wetton, Carl Palmer couldn't have asked for a better song than Heat of the Moment to jumpstart their career. As a matter of fact, he thinks it just really made Asia.
Heat of the Moment was bloody enormous, that's all I can say. It was the sort of explosion that Asia needed to arrive. We weren't this coy group that came in and said, do you like us? We kind of went, gang, 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 gang. You're hooked, right? Okay, everyone's going to like this, okay? Gang, 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 gang. at that time, Asia was really a lot of fun, and it was everything we all wanted it to be. But that's always easy to say when everything's going great.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You would be lucky this morning, probably.
Nice
if
transition.
You like that? Probably if you. Well, I decided to do something. We're gonna do a quick start earlier or later this hour.
Yep.
Quick draw.
I'm sorry. And instead of us playing, we're going to grab two people here in the audience, let them play.
Yes.
And because of, you know, we're doing the Bad Valentine promotion.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been telling people all along that if any time in your life you ruined Valentine's Day, could have been when you were a little kid and you ruined it on mom, could have been when you were, you know, a young man, a young woman, right, and you ruined it on a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever it is. We don't want to know about how much madly in love you were, right? Now, that's swell, but somehow something went wrong. And we want to know about what went wrong. You send an email to doghouse@wmgk.com. And if you're selected, you will get reservations for two. We will pick up dinner on Friday night on Valentine's Day at any one of the Harvest Seasonal Grills you choose to go to. Radnor, North Wales, Morristown, Glen Mills, Newtown, and Lancaster. And again, the address to send your story to is doghouse@wmgk.com. But because we got quick draw coming up, I decided, you know what? Why don't we give away a Valentine's dinner for
awesome.
Two for quick draw this morning? Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to play an exciting game of quick draw. Joining us here in the studio is Keith that you were on earlier this morning. Could we have found a smaller pair of headphones to put on Keith? I'm glad.
Oh,
are we getting this on
so
video?
Good.
Okay, yeah. I want really. It's like, wow.
I didn't realize he had such a massive dome.
and Bob, how you doing, Bob?
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Where are you from, Bob?
Outside of Reading.
Outside. Wow, you drove all the way down here from there?
Yeah.
Wow, you really, really need friends. All right. Now this is the way quick draw works, and you could play. You can play for. Well, you will be playing for dinner, Valentine's Day dinner. At any one of the six Harvest Seasonal Grills in our area. So what I will do is I will give you an example, like, you know, name a breed of dog starting with the letter P, mm-hmm. right? And then the first one to answer, right, will be our winner, all right, for that round. If you get the first person to get three wins is the one who is the ultimate winner and gets dinner at Harvest. So you guys ready?
Ready.
All right.
Let me get your beds up.
All right, you got your beds.
Yeah, you're good.
I got my beds up? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thank you. Oh, you know why? Because there's a reason why. I'm glad you said that, because we need to make sure that we have our instant replay running.
Oh, right.
Okay, so are you ready?
I turned Dave's mic on. He needs to.
Do we have to? Okay.
No.
All right, here we go.
We do.
All right, here we go, gentlemen. Here is your very first category for dinner at Harvest. Name a month starting with the letter A.
August.
All right, there's one for you, sir. That is one for Keith. All right, next time around, name a sport that begins with the letter H.
Hockey.
All right, there's one for you, sir.
Wow.
We are tied. Moving on. Name a junk food that begins with the letter D.
Oh, hold on.
Doritos.
Whatever.
I don't know why his.
All right.
Well, Keith got it.
Yeah, yeah. But. What did you say?
I said Doritos.
You said Doritos.
He
all right.
said Ding Dongs.
You said Ding Dongs?
Yeah, he said Ding Dongs
that's
first.
Junk food.
No. We're giving this one to Bob.
What? Ding Dong?
Yeah, but we didn't hear him say Ding Dong.
Mike wasn't on. Okay.
His mic wasn't on?
No.
Much like mine.
Redo.
There's a reason why your mic's not on.
No one's mic's on except yours.
All right. That's nobody.
Yeah, cancel that out.
Cancel that one out. Okay. Name an athlete whose last name begins with E. Ooh.
My God. Oh, come on.
Chris Everett.
Oh, wow.
That's not where I would have gone, but okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, Zach Ertz has... Everybody has missed him altogether.
Two for Bob.
All right. Two for Bob. Bob, you get one more. You get dinner at Harvest. Okay, name a movie that begins with the letter I.
Into the Wilderness.
Into the Wilderness.
Amelia Hirsch. Right, nice.
Winner! I was going with Inception. I was trying to mention
I would have gone iRobot.
Bob, very good. Keith, I'm sorry on you. on your ding-dongs, which you really should never say to another man.
Go get him some. We have him in the vending.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us here in the studio now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows each night at 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline Philadelphia. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, America's number one Blasian comedian.
Thank you! Thank you!
The one and only Michael Yo.
Yes! I am here!
And you know what? It's about, you have the perfect name for Philadelphia.
I know, because everybody says Yo, right?
Yeah, is that the Yo capital of the world?
That is a real thing.
Yeah. I mean, and it is a real thing, and you know, and we're proud of it. Until one of the local newspapers decided to change the name of their magazine section to Yo.
No,
and we're like, no.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that. All right. Now we should explain Blasian to people. Because this is your first time on the show.
Yes. Blasian. I am black and Asian. So that's my dad's black, my mom's Korean. He was in Korea. Everybody was fighting, but he was looking for love. So I guess. So he brought one back. He brought one back to America. So they got married, and then they had me right here. Yeah. So when you come to my comedy show, I don't talk politics, no politics, but I talk about family and then just my life story, and it's fun and just different observational things.
Race relations.
Race, like what I grew up in Houston, Texas, in an all-white neighborhood. Uh-huh. So I have stories about that, but it's nothing's mean-spirited. It's all fun.
And your mother's bigoted.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, no. My mom says, like, some crazy things, like, to my wife. You know, like, we just got a new house. So my mom goes, oh, such a nice kitchen for you no cook. You know, so I'm like, and she said that to my wife. And my wife is dealing with learning how to, like, communicate with my mom. Yeah, because my mom is just straight up Asian.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Right. Whatever she thinks she says, they have no filter. You know what I mean? They just say it. And my mom's like that. So, yeah. And my dad has a PhD in nuclear physics. So he's just like, whatever. You know, like, it's so funny. They have a great relationship. So, you know, and I'm winning. I married a white woman. So there you go.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So your kids are really confused.
Yeah, they are. But my kids are white, black, and Asian. We gave birth to pandas. They're official panda bears. Yeah. Yeah, so that's how we're rolling. And now, just 2 months ago, we had a baby girl. So.
Okay. Now, from what I understand, your other child's a boy, right?
Yes.
And he doesn't talk to you.
No, he hates me.
Right.
My son hates me. Like, and he's only three. But I don't understand how he's all about my wife, and he does not care about me at all. I'll come home from being on the road for a week, I'll come home. He'll run up to me like 3/4 of the way and go, Dada! And just turn around and walk off. I'm like, what the heck? You know, like, I don't understand it. But my daughter, she listens to it. I mean, she's only 2 months. She has to, but like, because I'm holding her. But it seems like she's into me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
She can't see far enough yet. Like, literally. She can't. You're just blurry. I have a 5-month-old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're just blurry to her at this point. So don't think she doesn't. She is listening to you.
She listens because when I sing to her, I sing Mary Has a Little. Is it Mary Has a Little?
It's past tense.
Past tense. Whatever. I sing that she wrong version of the song. I'm singing it the Asian way, you know? Like, I just found out Mary had a little, didn't have a little ram, because my mom was singing that to me the whole time. But I'm singing, like, these little rhymes to her, and she's smiling and stuff like that. So it's cute. It's cute, you know? And she's totally white.
Yeah.
Like, go to my Instagram at Michael Yo. When she was born, I was like, oh my God, who's the father? Because it's not me at all. Like, this baby is completely white, blue eyes, like everything.
Uh-huh. Well, you're on the road for a week at a time. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, sorry.
That might be why your son acts the way he acts.
That's true.
It could be somebody else that might be daddy.
Yeah, maybe so. I need to put a camera in the house now. I need to see what's going on.
Now, I understand, and I watched your special. First off, right, the pictures of you as a child are probably two of the most, there's only one picture they had on two screens, but one of the most frightening pictures I've ever seen in my life, because at 2 days old, you looked like a 60 or 80 year old Asian man.
I was a very ugly baby. Like, I was like, I looked like an old man. My hairline was receding
you
at 2 years old.
You had my hairline.
Yes, I did. I looked like you. Basically, I looked like you at 2 years old. I mean, at 2 days old. But yeah, I was an ugly looking baby. And I remember my dad said, my mom was like, oh, what is it? He goes, it's a boy. And she goes, what does he look like? She goes, I don't know. All I see is a nose. You know, like, so. I had a big ass nose, I guess, you know, so and I grew into it, I guess. So I was a terrible looking baby. And I didn't even grow out of it till I was like out of high school. You know, I was a nerd, you know, like,
really?
Yeah. I mean, I was a very athletic nerd.
I was going to ask.
I was super athletic, I was not cool at school at all. Like, I was an outcast, but yet I scored four. It's a real story. I scored four touchdowns at homecoming and I didn't even have a homecoming date. Like, I was a loser.
You were like
a
Nick Foles. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Nerd athlete. What was the name of your high school?
Adobe High School.
It wasn't Polk High?
No, I don't even know what Polk High is.
Al Bundy, he scored four touchdowns in high school.
Oh, man, I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that show. Yeah, sorry. I was watching, like, different stuff.
He was a what's happening guy.
Yeah, what's happening? Bill Cosby before the rape. I mean, come on now. That's what I was watching.
Now, I also understand, and I will admit that I have a touch of this, but I don't think I'm as
racist. Is that what?
No. I'm full on that one.
Okay.
All right, but no, I have a touch of it, and people will admit it. There'll be things that will happen in the studio, and they have bets on when I'm going to go. But from what I understand, you're somewhat the crybaby.
Oh, I cry all the time. I am a, can I say bitch? But I'm a bitch. Yeah. I am I cry all the time. Commercials.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
If my wife, if I see my wife and kids having fun, it's just like, this is what I dreamed of. I start crying. Right. Like,
you cried. I watched the video. You cried at your own proposal.
When
you proposed to your wife, you had this whole speech set up.
Oh my God.
And then she sees you and you're like,
let me tell you, I'm a very confident guy, right? So I'm walking up to her, I go, and I'm go, what I said was, baby, I love you so much. I can't imagine my life without you. Every day that goes by that we're not married is a wasted day. That's what I want to say, right? So I get to her, she turns around, we lock eyes, I'm like, it was the worst thing ever. I was so nervous. She said yes. I closed the ring box, put it back in my pocket, and walked off. Literally, true story. That's how nervous I was, man. I cried. And then at our wedding, I cried. She didn't even cry. I cried at our wedding. Like, I just cry all the time.
Now, the thing about that video that really amazed me was, okay, so you had this whole plan. And,
yeah.
You know, somebody was videoing it. The dog was in on the videoing also. All right. And then, you know, you brought her inside and told her, okay, there's somebody here to do hair and makeup. She had no idea that there was an entire engagement party. There were, you would have like 100 people in the next room and she didn't.
So, it went three steps. So the next step, I want to take engagement photos there. So I had three steps to our engagement. The proposal, then right after proposal, because we rented out Malibu Wineries. So I flew in her best friend to do her makeup because she's a makeup artist. And then I had this big designer have these dresses out for us. So she picked a couple outfits, and then we did our engagement photos.
Listen to this guy. He's Mr. Romance.
This is intense.
And then I was like, oh, let's go grab dinner. And she's calling her family. Her family sent her to voicemail because they didn't want to give away the secret. So then I took her to dinner, but it was all her closest friends and my family and her family. And then that surprised her. So it was a three surprises.
Right. But now when maybe there was a fourth surprise.
What's that?
Because all of these people know you were Blasian when you came in the room with her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're our friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about the family members.
Oh, yeah, but they met me a long time ago. Okay. Yeah. They've accepted it. You know, they know. They want beautiful babies, too, you know. So everybody wants gorgeous grandchildren, it's all good. No, her parents are great. Her dad makes me feel less of a man, but it's fine. Like, he can fix anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, so he comes to our house. We have a new house. He fixes stuff that's not broke. You know, he's that guy. He just like, oh, let me hang a rack up here. And he just, he's that dude. He's that dude.
Well, Michael, yo.
Yo.
I'm telling you, you're going to get a lot of that tonight.
I hope so.
Yo is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45 at Punchline of Philadelphia. And you can get tickets through punchline.com or 215-606-6555. But I've got five pair of tickets to tonight's 7:30 show right now. So if you would like a pair, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Come back to Philly more often.
I will. Can I tell people to go to MichaelYo.com, too, and check it out, and you can learn all about me and all that cool stuff?
No, we don't allow
that. MichaelYo.com?
No,
not MichaelYo.com?
No,
MichaelYo.com.
.org would have worked for me.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.